Samuel J. Tilden, the crusading New York governor who had personally exposed the Tweed Ring, seemed the perfect Democratic choice for president in 1876. Americans had finally gotten their fill of Republican scandals and were ready for a change after 8 years of Grant. The leading Republican contenders were Senators Roscoe Conkling and James G. Blaine, both substantially tainted by corruption. How could Tilden lose? Of course he did lose, because at their convention, the deadlocked Republicans nominated neither Blaine nor Conkling. Instead, they chose the most reform-minded candidate they could find, Governor Rutherford B. Hayes of Ohio. That fall, Tilden won the popular vote by 3 percentage points, but he didn't have a clear electoral majority. He led Hayes by 18 votes in the Electoral College, but 19 more were in dispute. Finally, a special commission made up of congressmen and Supreme Court justices was formed to resolve the matter. Voting along party lines, 2 days before the new president's inauguration, they awarded all 19 votes to Hayes. It later came out that a deal had been made. In exchange for acquiescing to the Republicans' theft of the election, the Democrats insisted that all federal troops be withdrawn from the South, and everyone involved understood what that meant. Civil rights laws would no longer be enforced in the South, and the region would return to a system of white domination. Hayes, who was a genuine humanitarian, must have felt that he had no other choice. But the deal cost him even more than some self-respect. Most presidents enter office with a certain measure of moral authority, but Hayes took a strong hit before he even got started, and his administration never recovered. An emboldened Congress forced him to accept silver coinage and blocked his top domestic priority, reform of the corrupt civil service. Hayes did issue some vigorous executive orders, such as the directive prohibiting federal employees from taking part in partisan political activity, but the gains he made were marginal at best. That's why he's generally remembered as a well-meaning president who set exemplary goals but produced little in the way of tangible results.